Ladies and gentlemen, the Singer Company proudly presents Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Thank you, and good evening. My name is Herb Alpert. And these gentlemen are known as the Tijuana Brass. And this place we're in is known as the Tijuana Bullring. But tonight, it's going to be known as the Tijuana Brass Ring. I didn't think they would get an ole, but let's see if our first guest does. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest.
All right. Could you hit an A, please?
Sure,
Bob. Hey, guys. Guys, let's listen to it. See what happens.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Good. As I said earlier, my name is Herb Alpert, and I thought you might be interested in meeting the Tijuana Brass individually and hear a little bit about our various backgrounds. Well, you know, it all started when I was playing with a big band. Then I decided to become a soloist. I wanted to form my own group and find an individual style, so I started writing arrangements. Then I needed six guys to play them with me. And, you know, when I found Nick Ciroli, he was playing drums in a theater. He was really an excellent drummer, but he wondered why no one ever noticed him. Then I needed a trombone player, and I was very lucky to find a great one, Bob Edmondson. Bob was playing at the famous Hollywood Palladium. This is Tony Kalish, and he plays trumpet with us. When I first met him, he was playing in front of 50,000 people who could hardly wait to hear him play. Yeah, I found these two fellows, Pat Senator and John Paisano. They were playing with their string quartet, a couple of real long hairs. When I first met Lou Pagani, he was making his debut as a concert pianist in a one-man show at the Hollywood Bowl. Finally got together. It was kind of rough at first, but then we got our big break on a network television show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on our stage, a really fine group of youngsters, my very good friends, Herb Albert and the Tiger Guard, the Tiger Toko G, you know, that's not right. How do you say that? However you say it, let's really hear it for them. Or the Iguana Brass. So let's bring them up here. We're a little late. Do you want to say, Menace, good night?
Well, and that's the story of the Tijuana Brass. Hey, guys, how about playing Wade in the Water?
Hey, yeah, let's play this.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Lou. Do you know the theme from Limelight?
Sure, Herb.
That's it. You know, that song was written by Charlie Chaplin for a picture he made right here in these studios. Of course, today the brass and I use this lot for recording studios and offices. But it was Charlie Chaplin who built the lot here many years ago, and he made some of his most famous pictures. You know, I remember the first day I arrived here was really kind of thrilling, because I couldn't help thinking about all the fantastic things that used to happen here so many years ago. I kind of wondered how this old studio that was so used to limelight was going to take to something like whipped cream.
Thank you.